And with that, we do go right to Carissa Cruz, who's the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning, Danielle. That is a good song.
Yeah, it is a good
song. Nothing wrong with that.
But I got to ask you, next time we do come on, if you can give me just another wine-related song, that would be great, because I think we've filtered through that one like enough over the past few years. So
I'll have to do some research on that.
Okay. But, of course, the reason we're having you on right now is the Kincade Fire is impacting, almost every industry in Sonoma County, whether it be with the Kincade Fire directly or the power shutoffs. How's it affected the wine industry, though?
Sure. So, with the fires really originating and being located up in the northern part of our county, Alexander Valley, Knights Valley, Chalk Hill, those three main grape growing regions. We certainly saw a lot of our grape growers, vineyard folks, evacuated and, waiting to kind of get back into their businesses over the last, 10 to 12 days. So that's been tough. We've been really fortunate, timing kind of is everything, as we say. And luckily with the kind of the late October timing of the fires, one of the silver linings was that most of our harvest was in. So thankfully there's a 2019 vintage that's going to be great and, in the barn, so to speak. So by the time really all the evacuations happened, about 95% of our vintage had been harvested. So the grapes were in. So that was helpful. And our vineyards acted as fire breaks again. So we always say agriculture has kind of proven to be part of slowing and stopping the fires. We learned that in 2017, and that was true again this year in 2019.
Well, that was definitely a good thing to see happen, just acting as firebreaks in that regard. And it's also good to hear that harvest is mostly done for wine growers itself. What is left over, though, and how much tonnage do you expect overall from the harvest?
Yeah, so, it was a really average year. We had a really large vintage and a large harvest last year, and I think kind of the vines were recovering a little bit from kind of carrying all that heavy fruit. And so I think we're kind of back to average. An average harvest in Sonoma County is about 200,000 tons of fruit. I think we're going to be close to that again. Probably have a little loss just from, some of those, grape growers that couldn't get back to their vineyards or, wasn't safe to bring in crews that, just didn't get a chance to harvest. So we'll see a little bit of loss. But again, the potential was only less than 5% of our total vintage, of grapes out there was even potentially impacted. And so, again, lucky on that. And other than that, it's been a really, pre-Kincade fires, our grape growers would have said this was a near perfect growing season. It was kind of long and slow and steady. And Mother Nature was being very kind before she became very fierce on us, back then. 12 days ago.
Yeah, it certainly was, and it's good to hear that the wineries acted as fire breaks again. Although that may not necessarily have been the case for Soda Rock Winery. They were heavily affected there. Have you seen the property yet, and just on the state of it, and just kind of how it looks?
No, I haven't actually been up there. I know Amy on my team, who's our marketing director, has been up there, and I had a chance to do an interview with Ken Wilson a couple of days ago, and so was kind of hearing firsthand from him. And, absolutely, there's still certainly Soda Rock large impact, and some of our vineyards had a little bit of impact as well. I think when you have such high heat and you have structures mm-hmm. burning down, those vineyards right around those structures kind of can't escape, some damage. But, again, fortunately, it's not thousands of acres. It's pretty minimal when you consider kind of potentially what it could have been.
Going back to just the harvest question and kind of looking forward ahead for a minute here, has wine growers kind of come together and kind of come up with plans to try to work around these kind of disaster times when the Kincade Fire does break out, or something unfortunate like October of 2017 does break out as well?
I think heard over and over again how much, for better or for worse, prepared everyone was. So helpful, sad that we had to be, but helpful that we were mm-hmm. in terms of, kind of being organized and lessons learned after 2017. And we found that with our grape growers as well. It was pretty quick, I want to say, turnaround for us to be connected to those growers in the region that were, facing impacts or not having access or were concerned about their employees and trying to get support out to their employees, whether that was food or gift cards, places to go. And so we were able to kind of have that immediate connection. And but I think moving forward, I mean, the great thing about agriculture, it's managed landscape. So, you know, when you have working lands like pastures with, you know, livestock grazing on them, it slows and stops fires. You have vineyards slowing and stopping fires. So I think, you know, our growers, our farmers have a lot of experience in that kind of managed, you know, working lands. And so I think we're going to see the opportunity for them to play a bigger role in thinking through that, hopefully countywide as we move forward. And of course, have a lot of equipment and know-how. You know, they know the back roads of the county. They have dozers. They have water trucks. So I know Supervisor Gore, Farm Bureau, we've been talking about how do we, you know, kind of bring together almost a volunteer corps of folks that have this equipment, that have this know-how, that can be part of, you know, helping if and when, hopefully never, but if something like this were to happen again, that we can again be part of that solution.
Of course, there on that one, a lot of things have been pointed to just for the cause of the Kincaid Fire. Nothing definitive as of yet, just on the start of it. But, you know, a large thing that we've been, that's been reminded to us, especially from the governor, is that, you know, climate change is here and that a new normal is here as well. Is there fears among the wine growing industry that could eventually affect product and harvest themselves, and especially the grapes?
Yeah, you know, we're so lucky in Sonoma County, right? We kind of say we have 18 different grape growing regions within our county. And so, you know, cooler climate areas, warmer climate areas. And I think the unknown for us is, given our proximity to, you know, the Pacific Ocean, is how climate's really going to impact our region. I mean, in some ways it could make it a cooler region to grow in. It can make it a warmer region to grow in. And so I think because we have experience with a lot of those different microclimates, you know, we're actually going to be well equipped to, I would say, navigate some of those challenges in the future if they come, because we know we can grow great Pinot Noir and Chardonnay in a cooler climate and fantastic Cabernet and Zinfandel in a warmer climate. So I think, you know, we'll have those options, but you might see kind of what the actual landscape looks like in terms of what's planted where might change. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, versus other places that kind of have one or two main, you know, varieties that they work with, I think we're better prepared for that. But certainly, you know, when you think about water and just climate overall and our practices, I know our organization's been piloting with the California Land Stewardship Institute, climate adaptation certification. So looking at our entire ranches in terms of, you know, what can we do to lower our GHG emissions and sequester more carbon, and how can we be part of that longer term, you know, again, not to reuse, but what is agriculture's role, and how can we be part of the solution in minimizing, you know, that emissions and being prepared for the future?
And lastly, how many of the members of the wine growers are in locations that would that you would say are in serious fire prone areas?
Oh, geez. I mean, I don't know. I think after this last evacuation, we're learning that it's pretty unpredictable what the patterns do. So
that's a good point.
I would have said, you know, I saw the sheriff speak this morning at the Sonoma County Alliance meeting, and it was just, you know, hearing a little bit more about what was happening and the decisions behind the evacuations. I think, you know, it is unpredictable. We our growers know that on an annual basis from Mother Nature's unpredictability with the harvest and the weather it gives. So I think, you know, our best bet is we all just need to be prepared and work together. And the more we can kind of remove that fuel from our, not only our lands, but our regional and our state lands, in terms of ensuring that if something does happen that can't go very far or can't go anywhere, is I think really where we have to come together and make sure that happens.
Well, here's to the future success of the wine growing region, of course, also to the rebuild for Soda Rock Winery as
Absolutely.
Well. And Carissa, thank you very much for chatting with me this morning. Glad the harvest
Absolutely.
Is mostly done.
Thank you so much. Always like calling in.
As Carissa Crucci is the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers, just talking a bit about how the industry itself was impacted by the Kincaid Fire.